Michael this meeting tonight. So, good evening everybody and welcome to this planning meeting on Tuesday, 21st of September. We don't have any members of the public or press at this moment. I'll take it nobody's attended if they have fever and cough or flu-like symptoms, and please no reminder of the ones who use the sanitizer. Signing in full at the So it is very important that I read out this disclaimer that district councillors reserve their right to view at this meeting of town councillors, and they reserve their right to a different view of district councillors and some meetings. Apologies for absence. Do we have
Councillor Stamp?
Councillor Stamp, thank you. Declarations of interest. All town councillors have completed their statutory declarations of interest in accordance with the Localism Act 2011 and the Code of Conduct for members adopted by the town council. Members are required to declare the existence and nature of any personal or prejudicial interests relating to items on the agenda, having regard to the Code of Conduct for members. Members are reminded that they are also required to declare interests as soon as they become aware should the need arise throughout the meeting. Members, anyone?
No.
Super. So, 564, to confirm the minutes of the planning meeting held on the 7th of September. We should have all had those circulated. Is everyone happy with those?
Agreed.
Agreed. Super. Thank you. Okay, applications for planning consent. First of all, we had 008604. Claremont, 47 Mill Road, Burnham Crouch. Replacement of existing bungalow with a new dwelling house, part two stories, part single story. And we have picture on. Thank you. Planning clerk members, over to you. Any thoughts?
I think when we looked at it last time, rather than developer trying to make money, it's for the benefit of the current owners. So I think we actually approved it last time.
Did we?
No, actually we refused it because we were worried about overlooking neighbours. But it looked to me when I read it, correct me if I'm wrong, but they've made the changes and put in Velux windows in the roof. And therefore it's no longer overlooking neighbours to the south. So when I read it, I thought, well, that's good. They've changed it. We should approve it.
They certainly have a design statement.
Councillor, look at the drawings. Is that double garage I see?
Which way?
Top right.
Does look like a double garage, yes, Councillor.
I mean, for me, it's got off-street parking. That ticks the box. I might have a complaint where Mill Road is.
The one that leads up to Stony Hills, infamously.
if it's by the current owners for their own benefit, then I propose we approve it.
I would second that.
Yeah, would any of you either of you guys like to comment?
That's fine.
So, we have a proposal to support that. All those in favour? Yeah, that's everybody, I think. So, that is support. Now, on to the next one, 00863, which is the removal of condition 7. And there will be a prize for anybody who managed to find out what condition 7 actually is, because I certainly didn't.
I certainly didn't either.
No, I couldn't find it.
No?
Hi, we're here from Burnham Circular.
Oh, do you want to just take a seat out there?
Yeah, we're just having a bit of problem parking, so are we okay to block the entrance just for the top here?
Yes, because you'll be the first out, so that's absolutely fine.
I'll just check,
yeah. Okay. Do you have anything to say on condition 7, Councillor Mumford, before you?
No.
We were told last time, Madam Chairman, that in fact if you looked up the old planning application, or use that number, you could find out what it was, but I simply couldn't. I fed the old planning number in, and all I got was the current applications.
I did try a number of different alternatives. all I got was that the environmental health have now withdrawn the objection that they had. Or the, so I'm assuming, and I'm assuming, but no, it was a condition. Condition 7. No, it's the first application on the top of that.
I'm trying to Google it.
Well, let's just say it was refused, so... Was it approved on appeal then, this time? So if it was approved on appeal, would we even have that?
It was granted permission. At the same time that an application is made for the approval of the matter of layout, a scheme of noise mitigation shall be submitted and be accompanied with details of a noise assessment that demonstrates the levels of noise that are likely to impact upon the application of the site. Subsequently, the scheme of mitigation shall be fully implemented prior to the first occupation of the dwellings, hereby approved.
May I ask if that is noise generated by the people in the development or close to the development for the benefit of the... Well, in that case, if it's something to do with noise mitigation, which is quite important, I would propose that we don't accept this change.
Well, environmental health proposed we do, so that's leaving me in a bit of a situation.
Did environmental health refer to the noise issue particularly?
The only comment on the new application was that environmental health were happy for the removal of condition 7. That was all it said.
Right, okay.
Which suggests that a noise mitigation plan has been submitted.
I mean, if you're demolitioning something, it's going to make a lot of noise.
It is.
Yes, but I'm talking about putting...
But then it is nearly...
I was fencing round.
So what, something in place that they can't start work before a certain time and they can't...
They always condition it for that, for times.
I know back there they're not supposed to start work until 7:30.
So that's...
Which is a joke.
Why shouldn't we? I think it's 7:30. But anyway, were we happy with this, if the environment health are or not? What are you saying?
Well, I'm not sure I understand exactly what the change...
Should we notice it then?
No, he knows it.
Happy to just notice it? Thank you. And well done.
Just go back to the initial planning permission that was approved. And then read through the conditions.
Stop showing off.
I know, see, that's what she's saying. Okay. 00890, 34 Chapel Road, and that is felling a cypress, a bay tree, and reducing bay tree and poly hedging, and felling a cypress. We do our usual trim, Esther? And the same would apply to the following 00903, removal of a silver birch.
It's not actually removal, that was the cursor. So, just to say.
It says
shape and removal of dead wood.
It's completely different, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like an error in cut and paste, doesn't it?
It looks like.
Remove dead wood. Dead wood has not been cut.
Shall we still the first tree, sir?
Yeah.
First tree, sir. Okay, decisions made by NDC. two-storey side extension and rear extension was approved. 80 Molden Road, their single-storey rear extension did not require prior approval. 00597 126 Station Road, conversion of first and second floor from professional services to residential, and construction of an external staircase and flat roof was refused. 00794 12 Riverside Road, that was tree works, and they weren't allowed to proceed. Appeals, X1545, lots of other numbers and letters, Lansdowne Field Dairy, that was allowed. And there are no other appeal decisions at the moment. So the date of the next planning meeting is Tuesday of October at 7 PM, venue here. And I've closed the meeting at 7:10.